This video is about the additional costs Australians are going to face if they want to buy a motor vehicle within the next 4 years because of the policies of the current Labor government. Now, firstly, we had our Prime Minister do a tour of two towns in Northern Australia recently, Mount Isa in Queensland and Carinara in Northern Western Australia. Now, even most Australians sometimes have difficulty comprehending how remote these towns actually are. If you look at the distance and the travelling time from Mount Isa to the nearest major town, Townsville, people in Mount Isa have to travel 9 hours and 20 minutes to get to the nearest major town. And between them, there's absolutely nothing. Now, if you compare that, if you're living in Europe, and this is we often hear these comparisons with Europe, from Paris all the way down to Spain, Barcelona is 9 hours and 24 minutes. So it's around about the same time to travel from Paris to Barcelona as it is from Mount Isa to Townsville up there in northern Queensland. From Carinara up to Darwin is still 8 hours drive with absolutely nothing in between. Now, comparison, you can drive from London all the way up to Scotland and Edinburgh in, I reckon, 6 hours and 46 minutes. So it's a greater travelling time between Carinara and Darwin than it is from London to Glasgow or London to Edinburgh. And that's why these electric cars are totally, totally unsuitable for these regions of Australia. And yet they are going to be slugged with these higher fines, and these motorists are going to be hit with these higher fines if they buy a new petrol or diesel car within the next coming years. Just two examples, the Toyota Land Cruiser and the Nissan Patrol. Now, you may remember that Chris Bowen, the Minister for Energy and Climate Change, has been out telling everyone that these new emission standards that he's bringing in will, quote, ensuring Australians have access to a wider range of vehicles with our new vehicle efficiency standards. So Chris Bowen's tells us we'll get more vehicles. Well, strike number one, because as currently you cannot buy a Land Cruiser, Toyota Land Cruiser, a V8 in the Australian market. They've been taken off the market, reducing Australians' choices because of the policies of Chris Bowen and Anthony Albanese, while they are telling us that they're giving us more choice. Just listen to Chris Bowen here.
Happy New Year's Day, and that means Happy New Vehicle Efficiency Standards Day, because the NVES, the New Vehicle Efficiency Standard, has come into force today. It means more choices of better, cheaper to run cars for Australians. Good news for motorists, it's more choice for Australians.
Now compare that with the headline from Toyota about how the V8 Toyota Land Cruisers are currently unavailable. Here's some commentary and a little video from Sam Charwood at carsales.com talking about how now that the big Toyota Land Cruiser is only available as a four-cylinder vehicle to buy in Australia.
To some, it is akin to painting Michelangelo's David pink or even defacing Uluru. Toyota has made some major changes to the legendary Land Cruiser 70 series for 2024, including the introduction of, get this, a four-cylinder diesel engine. Even internally, Toyota has nicknamed this project WTF. Why the four-cylinder? Would you buy one over a V8? Let's find out. The 2024 changes mark the biggest update to the much-loved Land Cruiser in 16 years. The V8 remains available, but it continues to be subject to a stop sale order in Australia due to a 12-month wait list. It means that for the foreseeable future, if you want to place an order on an LC70, it has to be for the four-cylinder.
So that's the Toyota Land Cruiser with the smaller four-cylinder engine that's only available in Australia. Now, how much tax will regional Australians have to pay if they want to buy this vehicle? Well, firstly, this vehicle is rated at 9.6 litres for every 100 kilometres it travels. So that gives it a rating of 253 grams of CO2 for every kilometre it travels. Now that you have to then compare that against the government's new vehicle emissions standards to see how much fine that anyone that buys a Toyota Land Cruiser will have to pay. And although the fine is charged to the car manufacturer, anyone that thinks that this won't be passed on to the buyer in 100% simply doesn't understand basic economics. So let's have a look at the numbers. If we go through to next year, when the threshold drops down to 180 grams of CO2, the Toyota Land Cruiser will be 73 grams above. So they pay a $100 fine for every gram. So it's $100 by 73. So that's $7,300 will be the fine for every one of these cars sold next year. In 2027, the threshold falls down to 150 grams of CO2. So that now becomes 103 grams above the threshold for the Toyota Land Cruiser. So it's going to face a fine of $10,300. So when we get to 2029, that's actually less than 4 years' time, when the threshold that the Albanese government has put in place is 110 grams of CO2 per kilometre, we have to pay a fine if you're above that. The four-cylinder Toyota Land Cruiser at 253 grams will be 143 grams above it. So the fine that motorists will be paying is $14,300 if you want to buy a new Toyota Land Cruiser in 4 years' time. That's how the Albanese government is punishing Australians. They don't seem to realise that Australians don't buy these vehicles because they like to burn more petrol. They buy them because, especially in regional areas, where they need the size of these vehicles for safety, they need them to transport and to tow boats and to tow caravans, and because the distances that they travel. You need them with the dirty big bull bar on the front because of the risk that you're going to run into livestock. The idea that these regional motorists in Australia should have to pay these fines to subsidise people driving tiny electric cars in the city should be an affront to every fair-minded Australian. But that is the policies of the Labor government. Next, have a look at the big Nissan Patrol V8. A fantastic car if you're towing a boat, towing a caravan, driving in the outback on remote, deserted country roads. And the Nissan V8 is a car that many motorists in those areas like to travel with and buy. The Nissan Patrol V8 does 14.4 litres for every 100 k's. That's the combined rating. And that works out at a CO2 rating of 343 grams of CO2 for every kilometre travelled. So in 3 years' time, just 3 years' time, in 2028, when the threshold of the Albanese government comes down to 122 grams of CO2, that vehicle is going to be That vehicle is going to be 221 grams of CO2 over Albanese's threshold. So it's 221 by a $100 fine. So it's a $22,100 fine for every Nissan V8 Patrol. That is the extra price that motorists will end up paying, because the car companies will simply pass these fines on to motorists. And when we get out to 2029, when the threshold drops down to 110 grams of CO2, the tax, the fine, tax call, it's the same thing, on a Nissan Patrol V8 will be $24,300. That's how much more Australians, especially regional Australians, will have to pay if they want to buy a Nissan Patrol, a V8 Nissan Patrol, under the policies of the Albanese government in 4 years' time. And yet here we had our Prime Minister running around the remote northern towns in regional Australia with no mention whatsoever of the additional fines that he's putting on them. If he had sat down in the pub and tried to explain to people how much extra he was going to slug them for buying the cars that they love to drive, he would have been lucky to get out of the place. But look, this is Australians need to understand the policies of this government, these policies are getting no publicity in the media whatsoever. We've got very weak politicians in both the Liberal and National Party that simply refuse to discuss these issues. They think they'll upset their city voters. Now, the National Party should be, you know, screaming the house down about these policies and how they're going to unfairly affect regional motorists in this country. But they're saying nothing about it. There's hardly a peep out of the Nationals and not a peep out of the Liberals. Well, the Libertarians, we are raising this issue because we want to see this emission standards completely and utterly scrapped. This is simply government interference in the market. We've seen it already. It is reducing the choices of vehicles for motorists. It is making the average price of driving a car more expensive. It is pushing up the cheapest car, new car that you can buy. And for regional motorists that live in these remote areas of Australia, you are going to be fined by the Labor government up to $20,000 and more if you buy one of these cars in 4 years' time. And the Labor Party expects you to vote for them. Don't be conned. Follow the data. Look at the details. Make sure you understand this policy. If you want to pay $20,000 extra in the next 4 years when you go and buy a car, well, by all means, vote for Labor, because that is what you'll get.